Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Welcome back to Mind Food Radio. Into the kitchen we go. If you're unwilling to let go of the exotic warmer weather, flowers, just yet, the sweet taste of custard apples can add a tropical touch to your cold weather dishes. Yes, cook Adam Lau of MasterChef fame believes the green-skinned fruit makes delicious additions to sorbets, tarts and pies, and Adam Lau joins us on the line. How are you, Adam?
Hi, Ben. I'm well, thank you.
Welcome to the show. I tell you what, MasterChef must have been a bit of a whirlwind for you, and now you're talking about apples. Why are you passionate about custard apples?
Oh, there's something I've grown up eating. You know, we have very similar things to Australian custard apples in Malaysia, where I was born, and we used to eat them all the time growing up.
Yeah.
And the growers had a really tough season a couple of years ago, and so it's good to, I guess, help try and get an Australian industry back on its feet.
Yep.
And custard apples are something that people kind of, they see in the shops, especially around this time of year when they're in season, and they don't really know how to approach them. But if you know how to deal with them, they're pretty simple and they're really delicious.
So you find them in supermarkets, stores and fruit shops, and how do you know whether they're ripe to use?
Just pick them up and feel them. If you can feel them and they've got a little bit of give to them, but not too much, though. You're not squishing it like a sponge. But if they've got a bit of give to them, you know that it's going to be probably sweet and soft inside.
Now, do you think home cooks are becoming more adventurous when it comes to, you know, sourcing and using unusual ingredients?
Absolutely. I think one of the really great things about MasterChef is that it's encouraged people to have fun in the kitchen. We went through this big phase, you know, through the 70s and 80s where, and in the 90s as well, where it was all about efficiency and being in the kitchen kind of took on this connotation of being a chore, and it was about, you know, how quickly can you get in and out of the kitchen and with the minimum of effort. And that's still something that people like to do, but they're starting to look at the kitchen as being somewhere to have fun. And when I was growing up, that's always what the kitchen was.
So what are some of the ways we can incorporate maybe this fruit into our recipes and dishes, and what's your favourite way of using it?
The best thing about them really is that they are so simple. You don't really have to do a lot to them to make them taste because they're good just as they are.
Mm-hmm.
If you just cut them in half and scoop out the flesh and separate out the seeds either with your fingers or with a fork or something, it's great just stir through yogurt or, you know, even put through a curry if you're looking for a savoury dish, something like a red curry, a Thai-style red curry with some custard apple through it is fantastic.
And then what happens when you bake it? What's the quickest way to do this? Notice
well,
I said quickest.
Baking with them is probably something that you shouldn't do too much of unless you're really confident, because if you heat them too much, they can start to lose their flavour.
Uh-huh.
So I always find it's best to use them sort of at room temperature or cold. So in yogurt, through a sorbet, just over the top of a fruit salad or something like that is great as well.
And in terms of what, you can't make an apple pie with them. It doesn't work well that way. It's more for cold things.
Yeah. I mean, I have made a pie with them before, but the way I did that was I had to insulate it on both sides with two layers of custard, so it was kind of a double custard pie, which worked out really well, but that's kind of an advanced technique, that one.
Sounds delicious. Look, Adam, thank you for joining us on today's program and talking about custard apples, something I didn't know and I've learned about today, and we'll chat to you some other time, hey?
Thanks a lot.
Fantastic. That's Adam Lau, the Australian MasterChef Series 2 winner, joining us on the line talking about custard apples. For more details, if you missed out on any of this interview, jump onto mindfood.com.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.